Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley as Wild Bill Hickok with Tim and Irene.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program. Our story tonight, a saga of the rootin' tootin' Old West, where even women, who were perfect 36s, wore 44s. Our scene, Deadwood, South Dakota. The time, the early 70s.
The hero.
For Rudy Valley.
The heroine.
Lorene Tuttle.
The villain.
Tim Ryan.
The other woman.
Irene Ryan.
A town character.
Mel Blanc.
Another windbag.
Grandpappy Arquette. And now we are ready. Music. Curtain. Taking me back to my boots and saddle. Let me see that general store. Let me ride the range more. Give me my boots and saddle. Got a hankering to be with a banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty western tune. There's a gal in Cherokee and she's waiting there for me under a Texas moon. So taking me back to my boots and saddle. Let me greet each blazing morn on the ranch where I was born. Give me my boots and saddle.
Yep.
My handle is Bill Hickok. Wild Bill, they call me. I'm the new town marshal, partner. Is the old marshal around?
Yep.
Well, I'd sure like to meet up with him. I'd like to shake his hand.
Well, we can't dig him up just for that.
Things are going to be different from now on. I'm going to clean up Deadwood City single-handed.
Why single-handed? You can work with the sheriff.
All right, I'll work with the sheriff. Where is he?
He's in the dance hall arresting two-gun Black Mike. Looks like you're going to work single-handed.
Yes, seems I got here just in time. I aim to bring law and order to this here town. I'm going over to that there saloon and face Black Mike. I'll annoy him.
You can't miss him. He'll be the fellow who just shot you. Good luck, man.
Wild Bill Hickok, you old horse thief!
Calamity Jane, you moth-eaten old buzzard! Calamity Jane, you cactus-faced old sidewinder.
Wild Bill, you old fluff-eared coyote.
Calamity Jane, you sway-backed old she-wolf.
Now, enough of this lovemaking. Let's get married.
Now, Calamity.
After all, Bill, I kind of figure we're engaged.
We ain't never no such thing. I ain't never said... Calamity, what's that you're knitting? That tiny garment.
Well...
Calamity, it ain't.
Yep, Bill, it is. I'm a knitting a holster from a new six-shooter.
You see, Calamity, that's why you don't attract me. You're too gall-turned rough and tough. You know, Calamity, I got a dream girl. She's soft and fluffy and feminine. She even washes her neck.
I wash my neck, too.
Since when?
Since I got that new saddle soap.
There you are. There you are. You got a face just like leather. Why, kissing you's like kissing a saddle bag.
I'm right sorry you feel that way, Bill. For I'd make you a mighty fine wife.
Nope. I'm afraid you and me can't hit it off, Calamity. I'm a-waiting for my sweet, smelling, clean-necked little dream gal.
Folks, quiet, please. Quiet! Folks, we got a gal coming up here to sing for you now. So for the next 5 or 10 minutes... Please, don't nobody shoot at the stage.
Look, it's her.
Who?
The dream girl.
Folks, Black Mike's Saloon takes great pleasure in presenting a brand new singing sensation. And here she is, from East Chenasset, at 105 1/2, Mary the Thrush Tuttle.
Just a minute. Just a minute, you varmints. If any man makes a single solitary sound during this little lady's song, he'll answer to me, Wild Bill Hickok.
Right ahead, ma'am.
She's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You may think she's happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. She's sad when you think of her wasted life, for you cannot mate with age. And her beauty was sold for an old man's soul. She's a bird in a gilded
cage. Calamity! Calamity, I'm a-going over there and talk to that gal. She appeals to me mighty strong. Mighty strong.
Stay where you are, Bill Hickok. You're my man, and I ain't a-letting no city gal take you away from me.
Leave me go, Calamity. I hear the heifer of love a-mooing in the corral of desire.
Bill, come back. Don't go, Bill. Bill, I want my Bill.
Here it is, lady. That'll be $6.
That was mighty pretty singing, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. It was awfully sweet of you to shoot the bartender.
Oh, shucks, twant nothing. You know, ma'am, I ain't never seen a woman like you before. Why, you're plumb pretty. And your skin is so smooth and white.
It is?
Just like a nanny goat's ear. You see, ma'am, you're my dream gal.
You're very sweet and very brave. But really, you must go now. It isn't safe for you to talk to me.
Appears to me like there's something mighty strange going on around here. You don't like working in Black Mike's Saloon, do you, ma'am?
No. No, I hate it. I loathe it.
Then I'm a-taking you away from here. I'm a-taking you out yonder, where the west begins. Or does it begin over yonder? Well, anyway, I'm a-taking you. Out down the prairie, ma'am. That's my home. The kind of home you'd love, too. Where the nights are clear and the air is sweet. Where the stars hang like jewels in the sky and the prairie moon is so low, you can just reach up and touch it. I can see a windswept sky when the clouds stampede the sun. I can hear the coyotes crying when my day's work is done. And the sage grass stirs to the clink of my spurs. It's the call of the prairie in my heart.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Gonna leave off all my troubles. Gonna leave them where the west begins. If I ever chance to roam in a land that may be strange, like a pigeon that's a home in, I'll head back for the range, and I'll sing me a song. This is where I belong. It's the call of the prairie in my heart.
Oh, it sounds so wonderful. You're beautiful, West. But you must go now, quickly, before Black Mike returns.
Tell me, ma'am, what does this Black Mike mean to you?
Oh, it's that away, eh?
No. No, I hate him. He stole the gold mine that my father staked out with his own hands and left to me. And when I came out from East Shanassi, he forced me to go to work for him.
Stole your gold mine, eh? Well, it looks like my first job as marshal of this here town is going to be to fill Black Mike as full of holes as a Swiss cheese. That's Western talk, ma'am.
Oh, do be careful, Bill. He's a killer, a ruthless murderer.
And I'm not afraid of Black Mike or any of his ilk. Black Mike is a desert rat. Black Mike is a no-good loco varmint. Black Mike is a crawling lizard. Black Mike is... What's everybody so quiet about?
Behind you.
Who's behind me?
Why don't you try to guess, gringo?
Billy the Kid?
No.
Jim Dalton?
No.
Jesse James?
No.
Black Mike?
Oh, darn it, you guessed it.
Reach for the sky, Hickok. I got my six gun in your back.
What you aiming to do, Black Mike?
I'm going to count up to 10, then I shoot.
No, no.
Stand back. Get ready, Hickok. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Five.
Thanks.
5, 6, 7. Now, we'll have to leave the Old West for a moment because I have great news for every one of you. But first, let me ask you a question. Do you like chocolate fudge? The kind that's smooth and creamy and full of rich chocolate flavor?
Yeah!
I thought so, and so do millions of other listeners. Well, that's the filling you'll find in Seal Test's sensational November ice cream pie.
Yes, Lou. Seal Test has certainly scored again with its chocolate fudge ice cream pie. I wish I could picture it for you. Its smooth crust of Seal Test vanilla ice cream, its thick filling of creamy chocolate fudge, and its whipped cream decoration to give it a final luxurious finish. Ladies, it's so dainty you won't want to cut it, and so delicious you'll want to serve it again and again.
And why not do just that while it's here during November? For dessert, at bridge luncheons, for a mid-evening treat, or when guests drop in, each pie serves 4 and the price is unusually moderate. But just a word of warning. Seal Test Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream Pie is an original Seal Test creation. Look for the Seal Test name on the carton as a protection against imitation. Remember, when it's Seal Test, it's supervised for quality and purity by the Seal Test laboratory system. We'll tell you a little later where to buy Seal Test products in your community. But now, back to the story of Wild Bill Hickok, where we find Wild Bill at the wrong end of a shooting iron, held in the hands of the unscrupulous Black Mike.
6, 7, 8, 9. Say, before I shoot you, Wild Bill, have you got any last request?
Yep. There's one Westerner to another, I request that you let me dive with my boots on.
What, of course. Where are they?
I ordered them from the Victor Clothing Company. From that genial gentleman, the old Sunshine Fonto. They'll be here in 3 weeks.
Bah! Stand back, I shoot. 7, 8, 9.
Wait, Mike. You men are Westerners. Settle it like Westerners. Settle it by playing a hand of poker.
Okay. I play one hand poker, Wild Bill. But I deal the cards. How many cards you want?
Give me 3.
Okay. I stand pat.
Well, what have you got?
Let's see. Here I got 3 jacks and a pair of kings.
Well?
And 3 aces and 3 more jacks and a straight and 5, 6 and a royal flush.
No good.
What have you got?
A pair of 7s.
What suit?
Spade.
What's your next highest card?
A deuce.
Just beats me. Wild Bill Hickok, you best darn card player I ever played with. You darn fine fella, you know. I think me and you best darn friends ever was, eh?
Well, then you're not going to shoot him?
What, you think Black Mike going to take his best darn friend, Wild Bill Hickok, and shoot him down like dog?
Well, are you?
What else?
Step back. I am ready to shoot you dead. 7, 8, 9.
Stop them shooting irons, Black Mike. I got you covered.
Bah, put down those guns, cactus face.
You ain't going to get no place for flattery. Now, drop them guns. Now, I'm aiming to have a little talk with this here doll from East Shanassy. Get in there, gal.
Oh, you want to talk to me, miss?
Yes. Now let's sit down and talk like ladies. Draw up a custard order. Little gal, I got some good advice for you.
What is it?
Stay away from Wild Bill Hickok. He won't admit it, but he's a married man.
Wild Bill Hickok is married?
Yep. Him and me got hitched down in Texas.
You and Mr. Hickok. Married?
Yep. We got hitched down in Houston, Texas, and we got 22 children.
I don't believe.
Oh, no? You just look on the map and see if there ain't a Houston, Texas.
But 22 children.
Oh, that's nothing. He's got 18 more. You see, I'm his fourth wife.
Four wives and 40 children. But why didn't he tell me?
Well, ma'am, you see, he's shy around women.
Oh, when I thought Mr. Hickok was a gentleman, I thought he was going to help me. I believed all the pretty things he... Come in.
Howdy, ma'am.
How do you do?
I bring you something, ma'am. A pair of earrings. I just shot them off a gypsy.
Thank you. You can keep your earrings. You have 80 little ears to worry about. Goodbye, Solomon.
What's ailing the gal?
Well, you see, Bill, she don't want no truck with you. She don't love you, Bill. Forget her.
But I loves her. I love that little gal.
Bill, look at me. Look me in the face. Look me straight in the face.
Calamity, ain't I got troubles enough?
Bill, do you really love her?
Yes, Calamity. Love has lifted me from the mule of despair and placed me upon the jackass of happiness.
Then, Bill, I'm going to tell you something. I lied about the little city gal. She does love you. And I'm going to make the supreme sacrifice. I'm going to give you up.
But, Calamity, what's going to happen to you?
Oh, don't worry about old Calam. I'll get along, Bill, like I have always did. I'll seek solitude out there on the prairie and nurse my bleeding heart. And, Bill...
Yes, Calamity?
Someday, when you're riding along the trail, maybe you'll hear a lonely song wafted faintly to you on the prairie breeze. It'll be old Calam singing to you, Bill. Singing soft and gentle-like.
Calamity, you have just led the lamb of music into the slaughterhouse of your tonsils.
Thank you, Bill. Now go down there and take your gal away from that varmint Black Mike. You can outdraw him and outshoot him.
I can't shoot it out with him, Calamity. I'm the marshal, and I got to do things legal-like. If I could only get Black Mike to confess that he stole Mary's gold mine, then I'd have him.
Wait a minute. Maybe I can get a confession out of him.
You, Calamity? How?
I'll snuggle up to him. I'll put my face close to his. And then I'll kiss him and kiss him and kiss him.
That's it. The third degree. It's brutal, but it might work. You make a date to meet him at his place. I'll hide in the closet and we'll trap him into a confession. Hold on, Mary. I desire a word with you.
Keep away from me, Wild Bill Hickok.
But you gotta listen to me, little gal. I'm mighty fond of you, little gal. Mighty fond.
You have a strange way of showing it, sir.
Little gal, 'twarn't a word of truth in what Calamity told you about me. 'Twarn't a word of truth. 'Twarn't.
Step aside, Bill Hickok. I want neither part nor parcel of you.
But I'm mighty fond of you, little gal. Mighty fond.
You have a strange way of showing it, sir.
Mighty fond.
You're a deceitful man, William Hickok. You and your glib tongue lifted me to Olympian heights. And then you cast me aside like a wilted prairie flower. Left to die alone on the burning sand. After all this, What can you say to me now?
I'm mighty fond of you, little girl. Mighty fond.
You have a strange way of showing it.
You don't understand, Mary. This is the West. Calamity was fighting for her man. And Calamity was fighting for her man the only honest way she knew how. By cheating.
She must be mighty fond of you.
Mighty fond.
She has a strange way of showing it, sir.
You don't understand, Mary. This is the West. No, Mary, over here. This is the West. Mary, I'm going to see that justice is done. I'm going to trap Black Mike into a confession, and you're going to get back your gold mine.
Why, Bill?
Wait. And, Mary, though you go back to Boston, I want you to know that you take my heart with you. And every night when the golden sun sets on the purple sage, I'll be a-thinking of you. There shall be no night when I'm away from you. There shall be no night. My thoughts will stray from you. No new temptation shall make me thrill. For you intrigue me, you always will. There shall be no day without a dream of you, near or far away. I'll always worship you, but if you leave me, my world will fade away. There shall be no moon, there shall be no sun, there shall be no night, no day. Thank you, Mary. Now you just mosey up to Black Mike's room, and in half an hour, I'll have your gold mine for you.
Goodbye, William. And thank you.
Goodbye, Mary. Now to get that confession out of Black Mike.
Now the news you've been waiting for. Where to buy Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie? So here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test ice cream and milk are sold. Ready? Calamity.
Yes, Bill?
Calamity, old pal. I'll never forget what you're doing for me and Mary. Now, let me give you a little advice, Calamity. When you're trying to get Black Mike to confess, don't forget he's a desperate man. He's mighty desperate.
He's a man, ain't he?
Yep.
Well, leave me to him. I'm a little desperate myself.
Calamity, you may have to let him make love to you.
Make love to me?
Yes. Violent, passionate love. Unless you can think of some other way.
Why experiment?
It's Black Mike now. I'll get into the closet, and as soon as he confesses stealing the gold mine, I'll come out and arrest him. Good luck, Calam.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hey, buenas noches, my little señorita.
Hello, Black Mike.
Oh, my little prairie flower. At last we are alone together. Just the two of us.
Now, Black Mike. Just because you've got me a poor, defenseless woman behind locked doors.
Oh, I have not locked the door.
Then lock it. Somebody's liable to walk in.
Wait. I tell you why I come here.
I came here because I have powerful weakness for you. When you first come into town, I stand in front of a saloon with fellas, and I say to fellas, there is a woman. I win $20 in bets.
Go on, Black Mike, go on.
Well, come close to me, my little fairy. I have something I want to tell you.
You don't have to tell me, Black Mike. I know. You're going to take me, innocent little me, in your big strong arms and crush me to you brutally.
No, I came here to confess.
You double-crosser.
Yes, I confess I stole Mary's gold mine. I confess.
Come here and kiss me. I'll find out who stole that mine.
But I did it. I tell you, I stole the mine.
Put your arms around me. You're a hard man, but I'll worm it out of you. Kiss me, Black Mike.
Well. Aha!
Black Mike, at last I've got you. I heard you admit you stole the gold mine. Stealing gold mines from defenseless little girls, eh? Thought you pretty slick, didn't you, Black Mike? You never thought the law'd catch up with you, did you? Well, you might at least stop while I'm talking to you. All right, stick out your hands, Black Mike, and I'll march you off to the jailhouse.
Not the verse, Hickok. Drop that gun. I've got you covered.
Calamity, put down that gun. I'm going to arrest that critter.
No, you ain't. I've been waiting 28 years for a man who could kiss that way, and I ain't getting rid of him now. Come on, Mike. So long, Bill.
So long, Bill.
Goodbye, Calamity. Well, there goes Calamity. But at least I've got the gold mine back for my little dream guy.
Oh, William. William, are you all right?
Yes, Mary. I'm all right. And you're going to get your gold mine back.
I don't care about the gold mine, Bill. You're gold mine enough for me. But tell me, Bill, why have you done all this for me?
Because... Because I'm mighty fond of you, little girl. Mighty fond.
You have a mighty strange way of showing it, sir.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Our narrator, we will have once again John Barrymore.
And what's the name of the program, Rudy?
My Day. My Day in Hollywood with John Barrymore. And tonight, the Valley Company moves into the Victor Hugo restaurant for an extended engagement. This is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol of quality and purity. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.